case you missed it the first time. This is a Riggs and Allie Rewind.
103.7 Kiss FM. So the holidays this year, my family, meaning my immediate family, my mom and my dad and my sisters, my wife and I, we all made a collective decision that when we met for the holidays, we were not going to do gifts this
okay,
year.
Okay, why?
Because in the years past, we always get ridiculous things for one another that just don't make sense, or somebody overbuys, one person buys more for someone else, and somebody feels weird.
Do you mean the art of gift giving isn't happy in your family?
No, because it's always just random crap that we're like, oh, cool, funny socks, all right, whatever.
But so wait, you feel like you're wasting money?
Yes. I would rather take that money and use it towards like buying stuff for our holiday helper. Like I went on Amazon yesterday and spent, you know, $40 buying stuff for one of our kids for the holiday helpers. I would rather use money for something like that. Somebody that needs something, somebody that can actually use something for the holidays.
Yeah. Then have then your family have all bring a donation. I think that's a simple solution.
Then bringing a bunch of goofy gifts. Well, here's the thing. We said no gifts at all, right? No gifts. But my wife has been saying, well, we've got these little things I can bring for your sisters. God. And I'm like, no,
and
you can't
gonna
do that.
And she's going to make everyone uncomfortable.
That's what I
when
said.
When she gives them the gift.
She goes, well, it's just a couple little things. Nope. And I go, right. Nope. But realize that if we show up with gifts when we say no gifts, we look like a-holes.
Right.
And vice versa.
Uh-huh.
If they show up with gifts, then we feel bad. I go, it's no gifts means no gifts. Not even little candles or little socks or something like that.
Or a filled stocking. No, you don't get to fill the stocking.
No.
And then
and
not
she
gifts.
Keeps insisting on the fact. And I was like, you know what? I'm going to talk about this on the radio and I guarantee you're going to be wrong. She was like, fine.
Yeah.
Go ahead. So when it says no gifts, does that mean no gifts or can you bring something else as a consolation?
Does no gifts mean no gifts? Is that a real question?
And when I say it out loud, it sounds even more ridiculous.
It should, and it does sound ridiculous, but Mama G went through something very similar to this like 2 or 3 years ago for Christmas.
Gibbons.
It was a Christmas I didn't go home.
Yeah.
And my entire family was like, we're not doing gifts. So Mama G didn't buy gifts for anybody.
Yeah.
Right.
Mama G shows up to Christmas and everybody brought gifts. Well, I didn't mean, I just wanted to get Evan a little something. I wanted to get Mom a little something. Everyone had gifts. My mom showed up empty handed, was given gifts, and then felt like a total jerk for not bringing anyone gifts.
Uh-huh.
Well, Okay, I've done this to someone. I've said no gifts. When I was married, we said no gifts, and then I got him a gift for Valentine's Day, and he was pissed.
Oh, okay.
I was like, but I'm not mad you didn't get me a gift, but here's the thing.
Yeah.
This is where I'm coming. I'm going to go full circle with this. This is what your wife needs to understand.
Yeah.
Even though your wife is going to feel so good giving gifts, everyone else is going to feel like crap, as you just said.
Exactly.
Because my ex-husband was pissed and felt like crap and gave me help. He's like, now I feel like crap. Why did you get me a gift? I'm like, it's just a photo book. It's just a small photo book. And he's like, no, that's not the point.
I know. It's
so
no gifts means
while
no
she's
gifts.
Gonna feel good about it, your family's gonna feel like crap.
I think that, and she's also trying to unload stuff that we just have.
Oh, then stop.
I think that's part of it.
Dude, okay. Here's a kind of a solution.
What is that?
You should maybe take some gifts with you. Leave them in your car because you're... Are you driving? No, hold on. If you're driving... Are you driving or flying?
We're driving, but I don't even want to set that up.
That's what I agree.
I don't even want to set it up.
Don't
go
there.
But then what if you...
Stand your ground, Riggs.
What if you get there, though, and your family has gifts and you're
bad.
The ones left out?
Too bad.
Okay.
They said no gifts. And that your mom, she said, dude, I'm team Mama G on that one.
The one consolation that I did make was that we have these candles that we bought for them last year. Last year, we didn't make it home for Christmas because the weather was just disgusting on Christmas Day.
Uh-huh.
They were going to come up and see us and they couldn't make it. That was another big argument last year. But we didn't actually physically see each other, so we had bought gifts but didn't give them.
Right.
And it was just some Margaritaville candles. Very standard, just plain Margaritaville candles.
Yeah.
Gibbons bought us when he was drunk at the Yankee Candle store.
Mm-hmm.
That's another story, though. So I told my wife, I go, if you bring those candles, that's a housewarming gift because we haven't brought them a housewarming gift. My parents just moved into a new house.
Dude.
So she says that it's for a housewarming gift that we bought earlier in the year, I go, that's the only way that it could be maybe okay for you to unload the candles. But that's it. Is that making a consolation? Should we leave that out at all?
Gifting the candles Gibbons gave you, which I think is hysterical.
When we bought them for my parents.
Oh, you did?
Uh-huh.
Because we were buying, my wife and I were trying to buy things, Gibbons picked up a tab.
I was in a blackout.
He wasn't black. He was trying to impress this chick he liked that was a dummy.
She
had a boyfriend and he was trying to impress her.
He was drunk.
Really makes sense, huh?
He was drunk trying to impress the girl and he was going on a shopping spree.
He doesn't make the best
candles.
Choices in life.
Once again, story about Riggs.
driving.
Flint's on me. What the hell?
Again,
what the hell
it's you? A true story.
100%.
He was trying to address a chick, and he spent $200 he didn't have at Yankee Candle, and he had to go return it all. Is that hysterical? And he gifted people stuff in turn off mic, so he had to ask for it back because he had to return it.
That reminds me, Riggs.
And then he went, I was blacked out, guys.
I'm trying to pay my rent this month.
Can I
have those candles back?
Because
I really
can
use those
candles. You know what? That'll save
back.
Me a lot of headache at the family
Dude,
Christmas.
We've solved the problem.
Yes.
There we go. Now
tell her. Gibbons wants them back.
Full circle.
Gibbons gets money for rent. Mm-hmm. Alana gives a gift to someone.
Boom. Yep.
There
Everyone's
we go.
Happy.
No gifts still at the family Christmas, and everybody's happy.
Let's talk about Gibbons being a screw up again.
Yes. I love this part.
Riggs and Allie.
It's Riggs and Allie.
Weekday mornings and always on demand at 1037kissfm.com.